No, I don't know what that would be.
How about any other fences made of wood, like these redwood fences? What are they? Are they planks or what are they?
Yes, usually pretty wide boards, rough finish.
Nailed the fence? Almost.
I'm sure they. Well, now let me see. I don't know. I've never examined one of those, but they appear to be built more like my earlier house I was telling you about, just boards standing right next to each other, you know. But there's bound to be something on the back, like on the picket fence too. That's sort of a brace board. But I know so little about building of any kind. I don't know the proper words to call that.
Oh, that's fine. Well, what about, did they ever take, like, logs here and split them, you know, and make a fence out of that?
Yes. I have seen that. I don't know what to call that, though. Our fences usually had cedar posts because it's so much harder, or hardier than pine, you know, and would last longer. But pine... is used around here so much for everything that I'm sure people do use it for fences, maybe.
Well, when your family's been here for a long time, I know. So, like, when they first came to this area, how did they build fences? Do you have any idea?
Well, barbed wire, I'm sure, was already in back then. Now, when the first ones came, I'm sure they didn't have any fences. Maybe just around the house or something, or you know, like for a chicken yard or something. But, as far as these big areas being fenced in to make pastures out of and so forth, I don't think we ever had any that were not barbed wire. Now, over around Brenham, you see wood fences that are, I don't know if any of those are split rail or not. Mostly, they seem to me to be painted white boards that are just beautiful.
Now, split rail, now what is that? Is that like this?
Well, now that is sort of a ramshackle thing that just, where it's mostly just one board leaning against another one, or one post leaning against another, and it may go this direction and then back.
So it's zigzag?
Yeah, zigzag, right. I haven't seen one of those, though, since I was very small.
Well, when you saw that kind of fence, did that have an extension built at the top of it? To make it taller, you know, maybe with a barbed wire strip at the top or something?
I don't remember anything like that.
Well, what about stone or rock? Do they ever use that here?
Only for decorative purposes, again, I'd say. We certainly have brick walls and rock walls in, you know, in some places, but it's not a for anything except around home. In other words, smaller areas, I'd say.
Now, a little while ago, you said you had chickens on the farm. Tell me about that.
Well, I remember going out to gather eggs and how ornery I would find the hens sometime if they were, had a nest of eggs if they were hatching. But
well, that hen would be sitting on the nest, the eggs would be the what? Did you call that hen anything special?
A setting hen, yeah. Is that what you mean?
Did you, like, how did you make the setting hen stay on the nest? Did you put anything in the nest?
Well, no. I don't, again, now, I was only there on the weekend, so I'm sure I didn't, it was a big deal to me to get to go out and gather the eggs, you know. And I don't know what they did to start them. The nest that I remember seeing the hens on had a good many eggs in there, you know. Now, maybe they put an egg in there to start them or something. I do not know.
Have you ever heard, like, using a false egg in
there? A false egg.
An artificial?
I've seen those glass eggs when I was little, so I'm sure they probably did.
What were they made out of, those glass eggs?
Well, I thought it was glass. It was kind of a milky-colored thing, but they had a little bit of a sharp end on them.
Like your fine dishes?
No, it was not china. It was glass.